it's a funny deal, you know. Some guys get it, and they come together, and, you know, other times there's some dissension, and that's usually when you have some problems.
I guess to you, what does it mean? What constitutes a dynasty in Iowa high school football? Is it winning a couple titles back to back, or is it more than that? You have to win for maybe a decade of just being there, consistently being there all the time.
Well, I think you could go back and, you know, look at some of the dynasties that have happened. Obviously, Dowling would have to be in there with their – they have 7 or 8 in a row.
7, I think.
7, and then they got nipped out there in the semifinals, I believe, by Ankeny. And then Solon had 4 in a row with James Morrison. I think Decorah had 3 in a row at some point, didn't they? Or did they never?
I think back in the, maybe in the 80s.
80s, yeah. I think Bettendorf did. And then Harlan had 2 three-peats. Harlan's probably biggest dynasty was being in the finals for 6 consecutive years. And then after that, they were in the finals, I think. 6 times in the 90s as well. So, yeah, I would say that constitutes a little bit of a dynasty.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So the 80s and 90s were good to Harlan. There's no doubt about that. So far in the 2020s, it's been pretty good as well. So we're just going to try to keep it going.
What does it take to get to the point of having that type of success, to be in that elite level multiple years in a row? There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I agree. You got to have great players, number one, and you got to have great coaches. I think coaching longevity of being together, you know, we've had some turnover on our staff, but very minimal. Most of the guys that have been here for 10 years plus. You know, in some way, shape, or form, at least on the varsity staff for us, I think everybody, maybe James is in about his 8th year, but everybody's been around the system for quite a long time, and you know, that really, really helps that way. And you know, our community, it does a great job of supporting what we're trying to do, and really gets behind that. And I think the kids see that, and there's the and for us, we have that kind of generational support where a lot of the guys played back in the 80s and the 90s, you know, when we were obviously doing very well and having success year after year. And now their kids are coming through, so they want to see that same type of success and that same type of high expectation.
When you had a little bit of a down spell in there in the mid-2010s, I guess. I mean, for Harlan anyway, there was a 4-5 season in there. And how did you get it maybe kind of turned back around in the right direction? Was it just a matter of getting some of those second and third generation kids coming through? Or, you know, was it some change in philosophy? Or?
Well, no. That's kind of the funny part about that. You know, we didn't really change what we were doing. And we really, really still haven't changed what we want to do on the field. It was kind of a little bit of a perfect storm there. We had a class come through that only had 91 kids in it. And that was the senior class in 2014. I think that's what you're referring to with that 4-5 year. That was a tough year, you know. When the expectation is to win and we couldn't get that done, you know, everybody said that we had lost what makes Harlan magic and everything else. But, you know, it takes some people, and we may have been down a little bit athletically that year, but, boy, we had some guys play hard. We won a couple games that I didn't think there was any way. You know, you think about in that year we played Denison, and we're down 28-0. and our guys kind of rallied together and made some big plays down the stretch, and we ended up winning that game in the fourth quarter. So there's some really neat effort you can see even in a team that, you know, maybe didn't quite meet the expectation, but boy, they had some good hard-nosed kids, and we built off that, and then 3 years later we're in the Dome again. So I think that's what you kind of have to look at is you always have more. I like the rat experiment. Have you ever heard about the rat experiment?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they take a rat. Well, they had a bunch of rats, and they put them in water and see how long they would make it before they drown. And the first batch of rats, they made it about 15 minutes, and then they started drowning. And what they did was they saved the rats after 15 minutes. So they started to drown, and then the scientists that were conducting the experiment took those rats out, let them rest for an hour, and put them back in the water. Well, how long do you think the rat made it after it went back in the water? Some people say, you know, 5 minutes. Some people say an hour. Well, the rats made it 60 hours before they drowned. So you can always do more. You just have to have some hope. And, you know, I think that's very important that, you know, they see that and they know what that expectation is. They know what they're expected to do. So if they have hope that they can do it, then I think they can get out there and do it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest. I mean, holy moly. To go from 15 minutes to 60 hours just because they had a little bit of hope that they were going to get rescued. That's crazy.
So you mentioned getting back when you got back to the Dome. You know, I think that was when you played Pella, and that was a memorable game, obviously, as well, where you almost came back from the unthinkable of almost having a running clock at halftime. But you've been involved in some of these Pella games over the years. I mean, what are your memories of some of Harlan's clashes with Pella?
Yeah, I actually played Pella back in, would have been in 1997. We played Pella at our place. That was a close game down to the wire. Then we played Pella a couple more times. I wasn't involved. And then we played Pella in the Dome in 2009. I think we won that one 42-7 or something like that, I believe. And then Pella got us in 2017. They were up 35-0 with 2 minutes and 38 seconds, I think. And then we marched down the field and scored a little touchdown there with Brett Sears. And then he ended up having 5 touchdowns in that ball game. So we were real close to coming back. And like you said, doing the unthinkable, because now the clock would have ran and we would have never had the opportunity to go down and score. So, it's been a battle with them every single time. And really well-coached team. They do a lot of things correctly. There's no doubt about that.